At a forum in Milwaukee, Burke compared her 40-page jobs plan to the four-pager Republican Scott Walker released 4 years ago.
I brought here not only my own plan, but I brought Governor Walker's plan from 2010. This is four pages. You know, I've seen eighth-grade term papers that, frankly, have more work put into them.
Burke says her 40 pages include recommending the state provide more investment help for companies, more efforts to create industry clusters like the freshwater effort in Milwaukee, and additional development of workplace skills through the state's education system. Burke wants 670,000 more educational degree holders by 2025. But when it comes to actual job growth, instead of the 250,000 target Governor Walker promised, Burke wants Wisconsin to be in the top 10 states for percentage job growth.
So if the top one is growing at, you know, if to be in the top 10, you're growing at 3% or 2.5%, that's the goal.
Burke says she also wants those jobs to pay well. The state Republican Party says Burke, as Governor Jim Doyle's Commerce Secretary, oversaw some of the biggest jobs and business losses to hit Wisconsin, and the state can't afford to go back to those failed policies. Burke says when she left the Doyle administration, unemployment was below 5%. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.